It's a beautiful spring day on the North Coast. The rain has stopped just for a little while. The robins have returned. And Prince Rupert resident Cheryl Sidorsky-Gordon is very busy. She's busy preparing for her own death.
Very noisy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Carolina.
Hi, Carolina.
I'm Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
I moved here to be with my husband, Dave Gordon, and I was a school teacher. I've been a member of Prince Rupert community. It feels like a long time now. It feels like home. My daughter is 10 and my son is 12, turning 13 next month.
Cheryl is surrounded by friends and family at home. They have their phones out, the coffee is on, and they're making final plans.
Regardless of what they gave me as a lifespan, we've scoffed at it and we've decided we have our goal, April 28th, and we're going to make it to April 28th. We're going to be there and we're going to have this auction and we're going to raise as much money as possible.
Sidorsky-Gordon is tired. You can see it in her eyes and in her smile.
So I got diagnosed in 2014 of cervical cancer. And that changed my world. I did 3 major surgeries and we did many rounds of radiation and chemotherapy. And just a month ago, I found out that my cancer is now terminal and it's moving pretty aggressively. So,
but Cheryl swore she wouldn't go before finishing a few things. One was to give her children unforgettable experiences.
I decided that the most important thing is to make memories with my kids and my family. So I was bound and determined to give my kids kind of their dream, you know, like, and I wanted to be there to experience it with them. And so my son's, he's a huge Carey Price fan. You know, he's Nishka. He's a goalie and he loves Carey Price and who he is and who he represents in British Columbia.
We're talking about the hockey player from Anaheim Lake.
Yes, exactly. Or the best goalie in the NHL, right? So we made it happen. They let Jacob meet Carey Price. They got an autograph stick from Carey and it was the highlight of his life. And then my 10-year-old daughter, who also plays hockey, said, well, if, you know, Jacob can see Carey, I want to meet Team Canada's women's team. And my daughter got to meet the girls and work out with them in a cool down. And they gave us these wonderful signed jerseys. And I can't take it with me. But man, I can make money and I can make this work for other people. I can help them.
Now, Cheryl Sidorsky-Gordon knows she's dying, but she swears she won't go easily. And the community is surrounding her in this final round.
My goal is to get this 25 grand and to make sure my daughter never has to do this. And my God, it's going to happen. That's what I've learned is I'm not going to quit, not till my last breath.
Cheryl Sidorsky-Gordon is in hospital in palliative care. This weekend, Prince Rupert rallies together for her final battle, a fight that thousands of Canadians are facing.
You know, I look at this journey, my life is a blessing. I see it as it was a way to reach out to friends I haven't seen in so many years. It was a way to be with my family who I just feel like I never spend enough time with, and are amazing people, like amazing people who, you know, I have a whole new love for them. And that's a blessing. So I'm not going to look at this as why me, why was it me? I'm going to look at it as I had 3 years of changing my life and hopefully how my children see their lives and just every day love what you've got and the time you have.
For CBC Radio, I'm Carolina DeReich in Prince Rupert.